And now to India and commentator Sandeep Roy, who brings us the true story of a famous dancer, the convicts she befriended, and the film they inspired.
Olukananda Roy, no relation to me, walked into a prison on International Women's Day 2007. The Indian classical dancer had been invited to watch women inmates perform, but it was the men who caught her eye.
They shook me. Their body language was as though they had no future, nothing to look forward to. Kind of their past trapped in their present.
Almost on a whim, she offered to teach them. Some of the convicts scoffed, like Nigel Akara, who had been running with gangs since he was in school, coincidentally, my old school in Calcutta. Caught by the police while still in college, he was in jail for kidnapping, extortion, and being an accessory to murder.
Now, my first reaction seeing her was that I thought that, you know, maybe this woman is, you know, she's gone off her head. Because otherwise, you know, why she's come into the prison to teach, you know, 50 prisoners who were, you know, either rapists or murderers, but all of them were convicts.
But he kept watching from the sidelines and decided to give it a shot. He got more than a dance teacher.
In the beginning, she was just madam, but after 8 months, she became mother to everybody. She became mom.
When I saw them, I just felt any one of them could have been my son. All I did was I accepted them. The love came later.
She taught the prisoners folk dances, how to jump and kick in unison, brandishing swords and twirling scarves. When the troupe gave its first performance outside the jail, 4 guards accompanied Nigel. He remembers walking out onto the stage.
So I looked around and, you know, I felt that, do I deserve this? And I started crying. And from that day, there was no looking back.
Since then, they've performed a dance drama from 1881, Valmiki Pratibha, all over the country. It was written by Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore about a fierce bandit in the forests of ancient India. A young girl his gang captures for a human sacrifice melts his heart. She reveals herself to be the goddess of learning. Through her blessing, the bandit becomes the sage Valmiki, who then writes the Hindu epic, the Ramayana. Now, this Sound of Music in Prison story has inspired a Bengali feature film, Muktodhara, The Flow of Freedom. A dancer comes into a prison, much like Olukananda, and Nigel himself plays a convict whose life she turns around. He's been out of prison since 2009, but he says the gala premieres and standing ovations don't mean it's easy to find a second chance.
People come up to me and tell me that, you know, I'll give you a job, take my number. And when I call them, they call me to their house and, you know, they tell me that you clean my doorstep, then go. Don't come into the house.
So he started his own company, giving ex-convicts jobs as cleaners, pest control, even security guards. Thinking of the prisoners' struggles, Olukananda Roy says she reminds the cheering audiences that the concert is not the feel-good end of this story.
I always speak and I say, let this acceptance not end this evening. People ask me, are they really reformed? I said, are we?
And then she softly sings a few lines about liberation.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is the culture editor of firstpost.com in Kolkata, India. And you can comment on his story at npr.org.